We're talking racing now with the general manager of the Scone Race Club, Steve Keane. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. You've got a meeting coming up on Tuesday. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's right. The dust settled from the Daly Scone Cup Carnival. And we're looking forward to getting back into it. Eight races. We've once again put an extra race on. Goes testament to the track and the facilities here. So it's, looking forward to a good day on Tuesday.
No worries. We might touch on that just at the end of this. But first, we need to get some tips for you. Racing at Randwick today, and you like one in race number seven.
Yeah, that's right. I think number two, Junipal, it's run against some really good horses, and this is probably one of the weakest races. No offence to those horses in it, but it's the weakest race that Junipal's faced for a little bit. So I think back on top of the ground, and a good odds, I think, you could go each way.
A regular listener to the show and tipster is Trev the Rooster. Not that long ago, he tipped Art Cadeau, which is the number one in that race. So it's got a little bit of contest for it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, they are still good horses. But Junipal, I'm pretty sure, has been going in Caulfield Cups and things like that. So, hopefully around the $11 to $12. It can run well for us.
Yeah, that's some juicy odds. That is in the Furphy Handicap. It's due to jump at 2:30 this afternoon, race 7 at Randwick. Now, the next event, you'd like number 2 in that one as well.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Mosaic, it ran here at Scone a few weeks ago and just got beaten by, just got nutted by one, just a fraction better, but it's 3 from 3 second up. So, I think with that record, it should get a good run from the gate. Once again, at $6 or $7, it hopefully will run well for the punters.
Randwick is still a little bit soft, not as obviously heavy as it has been in the last several months, so a bit of the sting coming out of the ground down there.
Yeah, no, exactly. So they've had some good drying weather, and, I think they're hopeful that it might even get to a 5, but, late in the day, so fingers crossed that happens, and, we go from there.
Race 8, that's the Bob Charlie Stakes at 3:05 this afternoon. And the final tip for us from Steve Keane comes in race 9 today.
Yeah, that's right. Godolphin have got a really good horse in Lakeen going around it. And once again, you're going to get somewhere between $5 to $7. So it's 3 from 3 on top of the ground. So, and first up goes well. So, I'm expecting a strong showing. It sort of seems like they might have just held this horse back a little bit, waiting for the better tracks, and it'll get that today.
That's Lakeen, number 4, coming out of the 11 gate in the Grain Shaker Vodka Handicap, race 9 at 20-4 this afternoon. So we'll be able to keep an eye on all of those results today. Now, Tuesday, you mentioned before, you've got 8 races on the cards. Anything else happening there on the day?
Yeah, look, no, it's just 8 quality races. We'll have all the full bar TAB facilities, and the Thoroughbred will be catering once again. So we look forward to another strong day's racing. And, as I said, look forward to shaking off the Daly Scone Cup Carnival hangover and back into normal racing.
What time are the gates opening on Tuesday, mate?
Yeah, so they'll open at 11:30 with the first race at 12 noon.
Get yourself down to one of the best country race courses in the entire of Australia, Scone Race Club. Steve Keane, as always, thanks for your tips, mate.
No worries at all. Good luck, punters.